This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado appears poised for strong growth in coming years, both in terms of the economy and the number of people living here. In its most recent forecast, the State Demography Office says more than 7.7 million people will call Colorado home by the year 2040. That's an increase of nearly 3 million people. The Denver-Boulder metro area will see an influx of roughly a million more people. And state demographer Elizabeth Garner says the population of the Northern Front Range, which is defined geographically as Larimer and Weld counties, could hit 1,053,000 people.
And I will tell you that that will change annually. We redo our forecast every year to understand and to be able to take into our forecast current situation. So there could be something in Larimer Weld that boosts growth, or there could be something, for example, policy change that could dampen growth. Likewise, there could happen something nationally or statewide that would increase or decrease growth rates.
Okay, so we're basically talking about another 500,000 people moving to northern Colorado over the next 26 years or so. Is there an epicenter that you see for the growth? Where are people going to be concentrating?
A lot of the growth that's forecast for that region is actually in Weld County, and a lot of it is in southern Weld County. Weld is a very large county. It's got a lot of open space, and currently prices are for land are lower than in some of the Denver, you know, central metro area. And so that's also an attractive piece, is being able to, you know, purchase a home, buy land at a price that's maybe more affordable.
And how much of a role do you see the oil and gas industry playing in northern Colorado's growth? And will that shape where the growth is happening?
Right now, we have increased production in Weld and for oil and gas. What's interesting is that often the oil and gas jobs don't lead to permanent residents. So often those rigs coming in to do the drilling aren't necessarily permanent folks from Weld. They can be off of rigs from different parts of the state or off of rigs from different parts of the U.S. They could work 8 weeks on, 8 weeks off, and they won't count necessarily in our total population.
Now, are we talking just about growth in Weld County only?
Oh, no, there's going to be forecast growth in Larimer as well. It just has less developable land. A lot of Larimer is mountainous, so you kind of forget, you know, that you then kind of hit the mountains and go over, and, you know, that's where you've got Estes Park and that whole area. And so that piece of Larimer we don't necessarily see growing as fast, but it's still forecast to increase by about 180,000 people between now and 2040.
I'm curious what happens after these forecasts come out. You know, after sharing the information with state officials or city and county leaders, do you see community leaders responding by planning for this coming growth?
People do take a look at the numbers and they're like, wow. But human nature is don't do anything until it's an emergency. I think North Front Range has actually been fairly proactive in looking at scenarios and looking at what ifs. I think that they identified early on, wow, we are an attractive area. Wow, we're showing up in all of these top magazines as top places to live. We better keep an eye and make sure that we're still that place 20, 30 years from now. When it push comes to shove, I mean, budgets are shorter, it's smaller than they've been in the past. People are looking at how to allocate resources. It's balancing both of those and really getting everybody on the same page. Whether the growth comes today, tomorrow, 10 years from now, let's put the plan in place. Let's talk about the what ifs in case we have to do it tomorrow.
That was state demographer Elizabeth Garner. She anticipates northern Colorado's population will grow by 500,000 people by the year 2040. You can find links to forecasts at our website, kunc.org.